But before all of that, we're first going to talk about the need to balance your work life and your personal life. Time is Money is a Calgary company that helps individuals and companies do just that. And here to tell us all about it is the founder of Time is Money, executive concierge, Cynthia Pickering. How you doing, Cynthia?
Good. How are you, Grant?
Thank you very much for braving the roads to come down in studio. Much appreciated.
No worries. It actually isn't bad. I'm used to being on the road 75% of the time of the day.
And that's just that your business is all about helping people. And why don't we just have you start off right there. Explain to our listeners what it is you do.
Sure. Well, under our broad umbrella of things, we do organizing, shopping, planning, errands, pretty much a gamut of services. It ranges from helping people to get their groceries, walk their dogs, find pet sitting services, to trip planning or event planning, wedding planning. I often say it's glamour to janitor.
And how did you come up with the idea for this?
Well, I worked in the oil and gas industry for 10 years. My background is in finance. And so I was constantly driving or going back and forth between Houston, and I'd come home from a week away and be like, well, I have nothing in my fridge and my car still needs to be serviced. And I do a lot of traveling. I've been in over 25 countries around the world, and I really loved doing the planning before I was going on a trip. So I just felt that take those skills and help people so they have time on the weekends rather than running to IKEA and spending 3 hours in line to actually spend time with their family or at their cabin or even just simply read a book.
And it seems to me that we Calgarians aren't necessarily very good at finding that balance. This is a city that works more hours a week than anywhere else in North America. We need to get better at that.
Definitely. I think everybody can always find time for themselves, for their families. Often I even hear from my friends, they're just so busy. And it's actually a matter of saying, let's stop the merry-go-round. Mm-hmm. And actually get off and enjoy life, because it's life. We only get one chance at this, so make it fun.
No question. It also comes down to realizing what your time is worth.
Definitely. It's saying, you know, I can get somebody else to do something that they're an expert at that they probably can do a little bit more efficiently, or they know where to go to. I have so many different suppliers and vendors that it's one phone call away for me. And then I can help people really schedule their lives.
Explain how the system works. How does you've got them set up as memberships, various levels of membership. Just talk about how that whole works.
Sure. We have different levels of memberships. There's tiers of memberships. They come in three levels. And basically those memberships allot the member to either have less time to give me notice to do an errand, mm-hmm. and it also gives them basically the benefit of getting certain percentages off the hourly rate. And we charge everything by the hour. And again, those are by tiered based on if I'm doing something at home, if I have to get into my car and actually drive somewhere, or we get into exceptional, which is, you know, detailed research, wedding planning, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then by all means, you don't always have to be a member. If you want to try the service, see if it works for you, or if you're only using one off. Funny story, I got a phone call from Moscow, Russia on Wednesday, and he just needed my help for one thing. He has family back here in Calgary, needed me to go do birthday shopping.
Oh.
And so he doesn't want to become a member. It's just a one-time thing. So he doesn't have to pay the membership fee.
What's the most unusual request you've had?
Well, to have a call from Moscow.
That's a little unusual,
on a Tuesday morning, and, you know, this phone number showed up, and I was like, wow, this is wonderful.
Yeah.
But I've had a few different requests. Had to find a mannequin for a World War II fighter jet outfit.
Really?
Yes. And I've had to get tickets in Nice, France for a concert. I've had to get a package overseas in a very specific amount of time.
Hmm.
So every day is very different, but so very fun too.
No question. Let's talk about it now from the employer's perspective, Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading on your site that the leading factor in employees' commitment and loyalty to their employer is whether they believe the management recognizes the importance of their personal and family lives. So this is something that is important for employers to consider.
I think so. Actually, I was reading an article over the weekend. I do a lot of research on this a lot of the times. And it was about how the flashy perks are out and more of the work-life balance perks are coming to more, more fruition. And we've seen that actually even recently, not only from the concierge side, but I know there recently was a company in Calgary that's doing elder care, and so companies are helping their employees with that. So I think people are just taking more advantage and want employers to recognize that you can have lots of money, but at the same time, all the money in the world is no good if you don't have any time to spend that money or enjoy all your hard work.
And if the employer doesn't give an employee that time or that balance, they're going to take it somehow, whether that means they're going to do personal errands at work, or not errands at work, but personal things at work. They're going to surf the internet. They're going to take time off from work and call it a sick day. And I was reading some of the stats that you have. Tell us about some of those numbers, because they really are shocking.
There's some very funny ones. The one you and I had just talked about before the beginning of the program, the average employee per week spends 3.7 hours doing personal on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
There's things like, people just, I will say, when I worked in the oil and gas industry, I did things too. If I needed to plan for my vacation, I was doing it while I was, working.
Sure.
And companies actually do factor that in a little bit, but it's amazing how much, like, people are constantly taking sick days just to get errands done.
Yeah.
And it's just something we're seeing more and more, because people feel, well, I'm putting in more work time, so I want, they guess they feel that they're privileged, or they're allowed that.
They're entitled to it almost,
yeah.
Because it's a tricky issue, because it is somewhat valid. You need a day every once in a while to do all those errands,
yep.
But it's a shame that in some work environments that honesty isn't existing between the employee and the employer, where they can just go to them and say, hey, I need a day off. Instead, they have to make the phone call and say,
exactly.
I have a cold. So it's too bad it's not the other way, but this is the reality.
Yeah. So, example, some of the statistics. 92% of employees admitted to take personal or sick days just to get errands done. 92%.
And that's amazing. I don't think I've ever done that. Maybe I'm one of the 8%. Cause I don't think I've ever actually done that. But still, that's shocking.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Or 75% of employees take care of personal responsibilities while on the job.
Yeah, I do that.
So
I admit to that.
and you know what? Going back to the amount that we're getting paid versus vacation.
Yeah.
I find that people in the younger generation, people around my age in their 30s, really do want to have that work life balance. They want to be able to have time with their husbands, their kids, go on vacation, etc.
So that's the negative part of the story, so to speak. But let's turn it around the other way.
Hmm.
The opportunity for employers to use a service like yours, what can that mean for a company?
Productivity.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes down to productivity, loyalty, morale. And Canada is kind of always kind of little lags behind the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen that many companies in the United States have been doing this for about 5 to 7 years or even more. Companies such as Hewlett-Packard, PepsiCo, company out of New York called SAS, a lot of these companies, and I've actually talked to the human resource departments of these companies and seeing what kind of reaction they get, and they have seen, lower turnaround, greater retention, and the employees really feel that you are taking an actual interest in their time, not only what they're doing at work,
yeah,
but that they actually are people outside of work too.
And how do you set up your corporate programs?
Well, there's quite a few different ways. It really depends on the company, the size, what they're looking for, and that's, again, all about our personalized service.
Yeah.
Because if it's a smaller company, we can do whatever the company wants. Do they want to fully subsidize everything for their employees? Do they want to do a matching program? Do they want to give them a whole amount that they can basically burn off at their convenience,
mm-hmm.
and then once they burn it off, then they have to buy their own the next amounts of hours personally.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different scenarios based on what the employer feels. If the employer says, well, let's give them 10 hours a year, or maybe 12 hours, so technically 1 hour a month, and if they want, they can go through that in no time.
And it could almost be thought of as part of a larger wellness program.
Absolutely.
I want to hone in on some of the other bottom line impacts, though, because you mentioned productivity, efficiency, but it's also a way that employers can differentiate themselves out there in the marketplace, particularly a marketplace like this one, where it's so hard to recruit people.
Yeah, I think so. I think that at the end of the day, companies I mean, we all know that we can go anywhere for a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of standard right now. But let's look at other ways, because again, at the end of the day, people want to feel that they're important. And if money is the only factor, I think you have to start bringing other factors into this and showing them that, again, they are people and they are valued.
No question. We've been talking with Cynthia Pickering with Time is Money Executive Concierge. The website, folks, www.timeismoney.ca. Cynthia, is there a phone number that folks can use as well?
Yeah, my mobile is my third arm. It is 612-2993, and you know, any questions, or you know, just to hear a little bit more about, because I'm always researching and finding out more information about and how companies are doing this around the world.
I certainly appreciate the time tonight, Cynthia. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Grant.
When we return to Help Wanted, we're going to talk about how to increase employee retention with Greg Bates from Drake International. That's when we return to Help Wanted, a presentation of Western Standard Radio on Classic Country AM 1060.